The Greater Pinellas Point Civic Association held a meeting last night in St. Petersburg to discuss the new Tampa Bay Rays stadium proposal. Citizens were invited to ask questions to a panel made up of people who were both supportive and opposed to the new stadium. The panel to discuss the new proposed Rays stadium consisted of Michael Kalt, the Senior Vice President of Development and Business Affairs for the Tampa Bay Rays, Jamie Bennett of the St. Petersburg City Council, Rick Musset of the City Administration, Kenny Locke, who represents citizens supporting the proposal, and Kathleen Ford, a former City Council member and representative of citizens who oppose the stadium proposition. Michael Kalt was the keynote speaker. He covered what he felt to be important concerns facing both the city and the Rays.
The three key questions that everyone brings up and we anticipated when we announced this thing are, how are we going to pay for it? Where are people going to park? And is this a site that's suitable for Major League Baseball, given the fact that it's not a fully climatized dome like the Trop is?
According to Kalt, making Tropicana Field's 85 acres available for private use would increase the city's tax revenue, and the Tampa Bay Rays would only propose that a portion of the revenue generated from the land sale and taxation go to the new stadium. WMNF asked Kalt why he felt the Tampa Bay Rays would be entitled to any revenue generated from the old Tropicana Field site.
We're not saying we're entitled to anything. We're saying if we do nothing, there's no value that comes from anything for the next 25 years. So rather than sit there and have everyone cut off their nose despite their face, we think there's value that can be created by getting us off the site, developing it, and using a portion of that value towards a new ballpark.
Kathleen Ford, representing the citizens group Protect Our Wallets and Waterfront, feels that the Rays haven't been upfront with the citizens of St. Petersburg.
In looking at some of the records over a year ago, Mr. Musset, the city attorneys, and the mayor all knew that what the Rays were really asking for was to amend their current agreements with the city of St. Petersburg. And the concern I have is that rather than going to city council and the public and telling them that, hey, the Rays want to amend their stadium use agreement, they hid it from us.
After each panel member introduced themselves and gave a quick speech, the floor was opened up for questions. Tensions ran high as people were cut off and speakers were heckled.
Sir, next question, please. Your question was asked and answered. Excuse me, sir.
Okay.
Next. Excuse me. I asked for civil responses, and we're getting him. And I don't like people yelling out boo, or that's not the kind of meeting I want to run. I want to get information across the board, and I want to spend the time doing that and not listening to people boo.
There was a host of other issues that were brought up at the meeting. Panel members Michael Kalt and Kathleen Ford discussed the impact of the Rays introducing free parking 2 years ago.
We're paying $400,000 a year for traffic control for police outside the stadium today. Now, part of that cost was supposed to be offset by revenues raised from parking. Well, guess what? Without telling City Council, the Rays advertised free parking. I asked Bill Foster, I said, Bill, did they ask y'all about that ahead of time and get an amendment to the agreement? And he said, no. Well, so for the last 2 years, the Rays have made a lump sum payment. They are in breach of the agreement today because there's been no amendment to the agreement and they are announcing free parking.
We actually pay a parking fee or under the agreement of $1.02 for parking in certain lots. In 2005, that number was $132,206. That number was what it was in 2005. When we decided we were going to have free parking in 2006, we ran into a practical problem, which is you can't count the number of cars coming into the lot if you have free parking because there's no one out there literally taking the stuff and counting the book. So we worked out an agreement with the city where, based on the historicals from the prior year, we would pay the exact same number in lump sum as we paid in prior years. We have paid that number. I will hand it to you with the council checks for $132,000. I can leave it with the Neighborhood Association. It is the exact same number that we paid in 2005, and we are fully in compliance with our agreement on that point.
The problem when you have free parking is more folks show up, and that's a good thing. However, the cost for handling the additional traffic increases.
The original statement Ms. Ford made was that we're in breach and that we are contributing $400,000. In reality, we're paying exactly what we're paid for the parking in prior years. So, and the net number on that isn't $400,000, it's $80,000 or $90,000. So there was a misstatement of fact materially up front.
Last night's meeting was one of many town hall meetings in which the proposed stadium is to be discussed. To learn more about the stadium proposal, visit MajorLeagueDowntown.com. To learn about the opposition to the stadium proposal, visit stpetepowww.com. I'm Jamie Kidder from St. Petersburg.